Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your host, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody, I'm back.
This is Tim's last episode, then he has to leave.
Yeah, they allowed me to be on this last one. When we first signed our podcast charter, they said if two of your real characters die, then you're off the show.
Basically, a three strikes, you're out rule, right?
Yeah. But
who's that I hear? Is it Nika Howard?
It is girl one. Actually, girl two. Jennifer's girl one.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer's here too.
Yeah, I'm the other half of the girl Borg.
We are girl.
And Michael Bachman.
Hey guys, I'm kind of sad this week after my character died on the podcast last week.
What? Was that off camera?
Was that off mic?
My character, Lord Titus Harbor.
You know what? We know what we could do, right? Is say that Jet was pretending to be Harper the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and goodness. The person pretending to be Jet was someone else. Harper pops up. He was...
Like, hey, guys.
The whole movie, you see, he was in a trunk. That's a little Harry Potter reference for you. Harry's Potter's friends.
Y'all Harry Potter lovers out there. You Potterheads.
You Potterheads.
Well, if only there was a time and a place for those kind of references. Like a podcast devoted to it.
Nah,
I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar to me.
I don't know if that would be.
That seems silly. So yeah, we're doing a little something a little different this week. We're doing a mailbag. When's the last time we did a mailbag?
It's been a while. Since Tom died. We should probably stop doing mailbags after people die.
After character deaths?
It's pretty obvious.
It's like, oh, mailbag, someone probably died.
Next time we should just do one after someone doesn't die and then throw them off, and they'll never know.
Or we could be like a cliffhanger where maybe they're dead, maybe they're not.
Oh, and they get stressed out.
We do a double mailbag on that? So they'd have to wait like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that'd show those fuckers.
Yeah. These fools.
Do you guys want to talk about that a little bit before we get to questions? Or are there any questions? I think there are a bunch of Harper questions.
Yeah.
I just want to say that while publicly on Twitter, I have forgiven everyone. I only did that so people would like my tweets and things of that nature so that I come out good. But now that we're here where none of you can like the podcast or whatever, you're already reviewed, I don't give a fuck. You all are murderers and you're incompetent and I hate you. So
no, why would you say this?
Just kidding. I wanted her.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're gonna die more than anyone, so yeah.
He was ready to die.
I almost feel like I should. No character on our podcast has ever died without me having had a conversation with that person earlier before we did that podcast.
Yes. I think that people, wow. I said this on Twitter.com, I feel like people forget that we, like, talk to each other outside of the podcast. Right.
And we we like each other. We're friends.
Yeah. Well, that used to be
like,
true.
Like, tell them we didn't talk that day, but, like, they all
we knew someone was going to die.
They all knew
except
somebody.
For when all prepped. My characters died. Yeah. Like,
no,
each one of my characters, those were all a surprise. Thrifty did it because he's mean.
I'm going to get out the G chat. Screenshots of the G chat.
He's got receipts.
Where you specifically
you can clone
say,
that shit, man.
Wouldn't
you
it be funny if
shit.
You killed a bunch of my characters, you piece of shit?
That's a great idea. The character. It doesn't count for me the same way, too, because I told Michael to kill Harper constantly purely because I want that fucking attention.
You want
that?
That
is truly
your
the attention
score
of the cast.
Yeah, man.
I will say that I wanted Harper to lose his powers, but I did not want him to die.
Yeah, there was a resolution there, which Michael told us afterwards, that would have been weirdly sadder or happier. Not too
yeah,
sure.
I don't know.
So, no, okay, personally, I feel like that's going the FMA, spoilers, Brotherhood route.
It totally is.
Because I literally, at the end of that, I was like, you know, if I was Edward, I would have rather fucking died than
lose
my powers.
Yeah, man, can't
be cool
in alchemy anymore? Fuck this. Sorry if we just spoiled Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah.
You haven't really said what happened.
Which is totally true until you consider poor little 3-year-old Tom back at home. Mm-hmm. He's never going to see his dad again.
Yeah, all those nice and all those nice
or the unborn baby in Ashiyara Dane's womb.
Yeah.
But do we even know that that's Harper's?
We do.
Not. Do we? Do you?
Do
no.
we?
In my head, in my brain candy, Harper was not cucked against a man. Perhaps that situation was heavily influenced by Jezal from the Blade Itself trilogy.
The good shit.
Take a drink. We mentioned the Joe Abercrombie book.
Yeah.
Harper, I think the thing that started in my brain was when Harper had that conversation with Jayla, where he said that he would give it all up to go back to being normal and not having lost his family.
Yeah, man. God, we're such good actors and emotions, Nika.
I was going to say that. I feel like that was the best interaction that I, as Jayla, have ever had with Harper. And that was like, they had a real, like, bro bonding moment there. And I really loved that. And then,
no more
of
that.
Die.
Yeah, no more of that. No more
and
that.
So my,
from the great beyond.
Who knows what else we could have done? Having fun.
So my original idea was that I was going to have Adira, like, somehow involved. But then, like, Harper would have to give up his powers, but then he would save Adira kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, it should be my Ivy Blue Moon or whatever.
Yeah.
But then it just kind of didn't make sense, so.
No, I think what you did, I think that especially for folks who thought it was black and white, they don't know that if they would have stabbed me, which you told us later, if I would have inoculated myself, I would have immediately lost my powers, correct?
Correct.
And then there was a way that I could have got my powers back. That at the time that you told it on the we there's a pretty decent chance I feel like we wouldn't have done that,
right? So there was like if you guys had really searched Fezlin's room, there was a notebook in there that probably would have given you some more clues.
I mean, Lee told Harper to touch everything, so that's kind of on you, Harper.
Yeah, let's not airing grievances right now. So close to the holidays this time.
You got to. I mean, yeah, we should.
Okay. And definitely, like, there have been a couple of people who complain about Longcrier's fight not being hard enough or whatever, and I definitely did alter that a lot because it didn't feel, like,
it felt mean.
Well, without Harper there's kind of like,
Yeah, what are you guys going to do? With your dicks in your hands sitting there? Yeah,
for sure. I mean, alluded personally for sure. That's what she would be doing.
I would have just wasted everything in like some awful violent rage of Harper dying.
I wish that everyone that was inside of the wardrobe, including the wardrobe itself, I wish they would have taken massive damage.
Several people have yelled at me for not giving you all splash damage when Harper died. Exploded.
It's fucked up.
Fucked up.
I'm glad you didn't make us go through a long, like, prolonged battle scene, because I was genuinely distressed after that happened, and I would have been a real sad sack and not been good at it.
And I would have been grumpily just sitting there,
dead.
I would get in that Twitch chat and, like, they've always fucking do this.
Like, just to you know, peek behind the curtain a bit, I legitimately cried afterward.
Aww.
And then I laughed at her.
And she laughed at me.
That's so mean.
Well, Tim was weeping openly during the podcast.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
I'm an
true.
Actor. Once I told Jennifer that this was going to be good for me because of all the tension I would get, then she was then like, fuck off.
Then I got less.
And then we realized that Harper's last words were, eat my ass. and we had a good laugh. Sorry, Nika, I interrupted you.
No, that's fine. I was just going to say, in the my like real life games that I play, my DM always, well, I mean, like, not over the internet,
like in person
games. Yes, in person games. That's I guess a better way of saying it.
Sure.
My DM never lets us drink while we're playing. And
what?
So far up to this
That's
point,
terrible.
I feel like there are only two moments where I have ever regretted what I have done while being drunk and playing. One was destroying Blood Drinker. Two was letting Harper die, or being too drunk to pick up on the actual fucking fact of what could have saved Harper.
Yeah. I felt like I, even with the small bits of clues that I had, I felt like I could have picked a better option, but I said, fuck it. Let's take this train work. Because I thought that was going to be saving Harper was less interesting than Harper blowing up. Can we all agree?
Yeah, I think so. Yep. To get a long run.
Oh, for sure.
I'm personally really excited to see your next player, because it's just, I don't know, I think you're really good at creating them, so I think it'll be fun to see whatever you do next.
I told you it's going to be Nika talking.
Believe it or not, Harper was around for like 4 more episodes than Tom.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So Harper is more OG than Tom is.
At this point,
excuse me? Well, not OG.
Tom? OG?
Tom.
Can we back the fuck up for a second?
Tom?
Really?
Because he's on like 160 more episodes than Tom.
Tom died at what? Like 160? Or 100?
Like that?
Yeah,
55?
155?
Yeah.
And
I currently have the longest living character.
You do.
I'm gonna, this case, my new character is going to be
a stupid fucking conversation. We should stop it right now.
That's hilarious.
I'm going to read a question really quick from James. He says, Thrifty, would you consider letting the game embark on a quest facing a series of challenges to find means of bringing Harper back to life? Yeah, I would. But Tim doesn't want to do that.
Well, you know what? Tim doesn't get a say because he's not a character in the game.
That's true.
That is true.
You do whatever the fuck you want.
There are definitely means for them to bring Harper back. Like, for sure. They could.
Revivify for one.
I could.
No. No, he's a puddle. He has to be a body to revivify him.
I think I could, hilariously enough, I could probably build the new character to be able to do it. And then, like, nope, I'm not going to do it. I don't know who that is.
Like, listen, you fuck.
Why the fuck would I want to do that?
I have thoughts about this, but I don't want to give too much away. Because we'll RP things.
I'll build my new character for the sole reason of bringing him back. Bring him back. Harper kills the new character. Ipso facto, Harper's my new character.
Wow.
A lot of people are saying that I should play a Revenant Harper. I'm like, I don't want to go Moody Harper again.
Oh, man.
No.
Bad
that
news.
Harper
don't
was
have,
way
like,
better.
Two dark pests.
Yeah.
Double dark.
Too dark in both ways.
Too dark,
too
curious.
Too dark, too fast.
Too dark, too dark.
And Steph Kingston asked, since we're talking about the episode.
Yeah.
How did the messages come in Camille's voice when she was super dead? Camille was a ghost.
Ah!
Y'all heard of that shit before?
She was
crazy.
A ghost.
Y'all motherfuckers heard of ghosts?
Yeah.
Damn!
And, yeah, like when you went into her room, it was all like super cold and stuff.
Because she is the ghost.
I'm too spooked out.
Yeah. Truly a sixth sense situation.
Oh, no.
Michael, can we put like EVPs and stuff like that on our character equipment list so that we can go ghost hunting next time?
Why do we become Ghostbusters now? Or just like paranormal like enthusiasts?
Can we do that? I would love that so much.
Like Jaylen and Eluder just get really into some spooky shit, like constantly like using their Ouija boards and like making out in the graveyard.
I don't want the
Nika would do that. So
how am I gonna say this? I don't want a certain contingent of the internet to yell at us for letting you ladies bust ghosts. I guess is what I'm trying to say is
I'm gonna bust twice as many ghosts now.
I don't want to.
They can't stop me. Okay. I love ghosts. I mean, wait, I hate them because I'm busting them. Actually, I'm not a ghost buster. I'm like a ghost encourager. Like, hey, you're not being a ghost. I like you.
Get dunked on.
No, I like the ghosts. I'm going to be nice to them. Then I'm going to make them all my friends. I mean, a looter would do that.
Does anyone else have a question they want to read?
Well, I was just going to say, I really like Steph's other question that she asked.
Deleted the email already.
Well, I have it open already.
Christ.
If you don't want to, that's fine. I don't have to.
Just do it, Nika. Steph's question.
I just think it's funny because my friends and I, we always have this conversation. So I do think it is interesting.
Like conversation with friends and
to shut up. We're big nerds. So it does sound like it's a question that I am interested in knowing. For everybody, if you had to spec yourself according to D&D stats, what would be your dump stat and what would be your best stat?
Oh, boy. Oh,
like,
no.
Like Tim Lanning and Jennifer Cheek?
Yes. Yeah. You specifically. You as a person.
Gotta dump that. Shit. I mean, I'm fucking good at shit.
Charisma?
Oh, no.
Why is
getting roasted?
Enough of the zoning of me. What are they again? I deleted Harper's character sheet, so.
Oh, no. Did you really?
No, I didn't.
Strength, con, int, whiz, charisma.
Acrobatics, probably.
I feel like my dexterity I think my dexterity is pretty low.
I am. I'm probably. I'm pretty agile when I want to be. Not as strong as I'd like to be. My constitution is, depending on the moment, great. My intelligence, I'm pretty smart. Wisdom, I'm probably the wisest person I know. And I am horribly charismatic. So yeah, I don't think I have a dump stat, I guess I'm trying to say.
God damn it, Tim.
Jesus.
Does anyone else want to tell us what their stats are?
I think I said Dex. I think probably also wisdom would be a dump one for me personally.
Yeah.
And leaving, hopefully, int and strength up there and like, constitution though, maybe that's bad too. I don't know, maybe just they're all dump them all.
Dump them bad all. You're incredibly intelligent, but I feel like if we made a Jennifer character it would be like a 20 intelligence and like an 8 everything else.
Like this character is real fucked up, does not know how to function in the world.
that is a light roast. No, Jennifer would have an extremely high charisma, but she would have a feat wherein she takes psychic damage each time she uses a charisma skill. She would have low wisdom for sure.
Lane Bachman, tell us your stats.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't
intelligence super.
Fuck you, Tim. I don't know what a dump stat is. I mean, I can intuitively guess that it just means it's your shitty stat.
Yes, that is 100%.
It's your really bad stat.
These have to be stats you can find on a character sheet.
In according to this question, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to answer a different question. I'm going to say that my absolute lowest stat is attention, because I'm frantically trying to remember what the question was. And my highest stat,
is wrestling.
My highest stat is acting like I don't know what I'm talking about and letting other people finish for me.
Honestly, deception. Really good at that.
And also strength.
Well, I've got dad strength, so sorry, guys.
That's true.
Motherfucker, I got two cats. I got dad strength.
I have a large dog.
Yeah. Yeah, and you allowed her collar to be broken earlier. She could have run away.
Well, that's because I was too strong, and she was too strong. And what happens when two people pull against each other?
Oh, my gosh.
You have a large dark specter is what you have. You don't have a dog.
Hey, kids in the chat room, if you want to ask us questions in there, you can as well.
Yeah, man.
Who knows if we even have time? We're not going to get to everyone's questions. Thank you so much for emailing. Maybe we'll save some of them for something. Who's to say? If the $1,000 was paid to kill off Aludra instead of Tum, exactly how evil do you think the party would be now? Asks Joe Baldwin. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, man.
Considering Jennifer's next character she created was Temerity, I feel like it would have just been the very darkest timeline.
Yes, we would have been doing a lot of murders, I think.
And people forget that Tum was arguably more good than Aludra because he would stand up for goodness. I don't know if I have any proof of this, but...
That seems legit.
He had joy. Aludra just had stress. I don't know.
What? You're talking about me. You're talking about Jennifer.
Well, because remember, back in those days, all we did was play ourselves.
True.
In the chat room, Itaro Zeke says, how come I start some with this episode in this edition? Funny start, I didn't realize I did that for a really long time. And now I do it on purpose.
What?
Just to fuck with people. Sometimes I say this episode of D&D and sometimes I say this edition.
Okay, that's hilarious. Nice work.
Yeah, I don't know. Alex Button pointed that out to me first.
Oh, man. Were you mad?
It's a fun treat. You just never know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
It's a surprise.
Do I do that?
Time.
Oh, that's interesting.
Huh. Good for me.
Ooh. Huh. What is one character type you have never wanted to play from Granny Smith Fossaway in the chat?
Ooh.
Hey, Granny Smith Fossaway. Hope you're doing great. Always a pleasure to see you.
I've never been super tempted by Bard myself. I don't know.
I would agree with that. I don't like playing humans.
We all hate bards, right? We can all agree on that.
We hate bards.
What
bards
the fuck's your
awful.
Problem with bards? Can you care to elaborate?
I mean, what do you do? What do you do?
It's
bring
more
to the
like
table?
I would be afraid you guys would make me sing. That's why I wouldn't want to play a bard.
Very good. Yes.
And I would die of embarrassment.
Jennifer, you should sing right now. You have a great voice.
Nope, that's private.
Okay.
It's in the Bible. That should be private.
Yeah, exactly. My Lord told me to keep my light under a bushel. I think that's what the Bible says.
Raise your voice to the heavens for no reason.
I would play anything. I wouldn't want to spec out like a purely healing person, but I think there'd be a fun way to do something that's a healing person adjacent or whatever, you know? As long as you can make it your own, right?
You know what I wouldn't want to do? I wouldn't want to do some like crazy super multi-class, like I'm trying to math the hardest to become the best
that
character.
Just seems like too hard on yourself.
Sorry, Nika.
No, here's the thing, though. If you want to be the best at something, you should never multi-class because there is no way that without gestalting, you can multi-class and be effective at doing multiple things.
We're going to get some emails.
And be good at each of those things that you want to do.
We're going to get some emails on that. Oh, boy.
Probably.
Well, I think you can break the game with multiclassing, but for battle, at least.
Adam Bash asks, since everything that was once considered nerdy is now cool, does that mean I can start doing magic tricks in public?
Ooh.
That depends. Are we talking like David Blaine shit, or do you just like know how to find a quarter behind somebody's ear?
Find a quarter behind David Blaine's
ear.
Are
one of those things okay?
Well, true story. I don't know how to magically put a quarter behind somebody's ear, but one time I got lucky and I just found one. And that was
so if you can do that, then yes.
Oh man, these are coming. These are we made a terrible mistake.
Fast and Furious in the chat room.
Yeah, that's too fast in there. I can't read them.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What's happening?
So Nathaniel Anderson asked, why has Jet not turned himself into a tiny man and let Jayla eat him? I need this to happen for personal reasons.
Oh, boy.
Please make this a very descriptive episode.
Got us ourselves a Vorkinkster in the emails.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my. I guess I would want to know why you want Jayla to eat Jet, and then maybe we could go from there.
I think it's pretty, like, I think the rules about, well, I say this. This is really hypocritical for me to be a stickler about the rules for meat shape changing, but I think that it's I think that I have to be like roughly my size. I don't think, you know, matter can be created or destroyed.
You could get a potion.
I can make like parts of my body bigger or smaller, but I have to proportionately make another part of my body the opposite size. So like if, you know, if I want a big dick, maybe my hands get small, you know, like
like our president.
What if your head gets really tiny, like the size of a pin?
Okay, then but, I would pay very close attention to my love handles.
I'm mostly just a dick. Jennifer, do you want to read this next one?
Sure. What sort of lasting psychologically scarring effects do you think watching three of her close friends die right in front of her has had on poor Aludra? I think that Aludra's been pretty resilient up until this point. But you know, that, like they say, third time's a charm. And I feel like we're going to see some effects this time.
Oh, mama.
Oh, boy.
I think that Aludra's going to have I think that Aludra, like, really bonded with Harper a lot, too. So I think, not like she didn't bond with Tum or Tom.
I should not have time.
No,
different.
I think this is going to be rough on her. So
I'm not looking forward to this.
I think are we going to get goth Aludra, maybe? Who can say?
I don't plan on being in the next 17 episodes, so...
Well, we'll see if Tim gets invited back.
No, God,
no, you can't.
I'll give you $1,000.
No, we're gonna put Tim in the cage and make him listen, but not let him talk. We'd put a ball gag in that mouth.
No, that is my
worst. That's your worst nightmare. Somebody in the chat room asked if we would ever do GeeklyCon in Europe, and no.
That's so expensive
would,
and hard.
I think there should be. Would we like to? Yes.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ask that. I would love to, like, if we could do some, like a little thing maybe,
like,
and
a meetup?
You could somehow give us enough money that we could all fly out and we could just go hang out with you. That'd be great. But yeah, I think GeeklyCon will be in the US of A, because that's where most of our people are. Sorry.
Yeah, that sucks. Like, I have a quick
one. A baby one. That would be fun.
Yeah, we should something in between GeeklyCon.
We should one day have GeeklyCon in a place that's equally hard for everyone to get to.
That is true. Like, so that way no one can complain. Yeah.
Have it on the island of Mauritius.
I'd say in Antarctica, but there'd be some fucking like podcast listening penguin that would show up.
Oh, man.
This fucker.
Jeremy Johnson asks, what software do you use to record each... remote participants audio? How do you guys juggle real lives and all the prep work I know it takes to both RPG and record it? Thank you, Jeremy.
How do I juggle it? Not well. Not good.
Somebody who got a divorce not too long ago, it's doing really good.
We use Audacity and then or Reaper, and then we do a Google Hangout chat. And then we record it all
our individual tracks locally, and then we sync them together so it all sounds good. And we have a theoretical backup from streaming. Now, about juggling real life, I don't know, man.
I mean, I highly recommend having a spouse who works from home a lot.
I do that, yeah.
Wait, so they can do your laundry.
What was the second part of the question? I missed that part.
Basically, how do you balance your real life with
I don't have a real life. All of my life is devoted to Geekly. I'm kind of serious. Like, we have real friends that we hang out with, like, not even maybe once a week. But other than that, I spend all my time with people online.
Yeah, that's kind of the situation I'm in. I've got like maybe two friends that I'll hang out with in person and on rare occasions.
Yeah,
pretty much everybody is on the internet. I'm so sad. Please help me.
I think that it's also not like a. I don't know. I don't think of it as like a sad thing because I love all of you guys and like all the friends that I've had from Geekly. I feel like I've been way better friends with than not everyone. Obviously, we do have some very good close friends that we see in every day.
In person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In person.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that the community has been super great. So it's created a lot of strong friendships for me. So I don't mind. Mm.
Right,
doing everything online with people,
and it definitely helps me now that that I am with somebody who is very supportive, and Carly actually helps me plan episodes sometimes, and
Oh boy,
yeah. I mean, I know like Tim and I talk about like stuff like him planning his new character, which is maybe like mixed and play. I don't know. Like we like help each other brainstorm stuff.
Yeah, and honestly, those of us who are not the DM don't technically spend tons of time preparing.
No.
We do our small side things, so to speak, but obviously that's just kind of how the way the game works. It gets a little more stressful when we throw in everything else. And as we've been going on, we keep doing that and keep doing that and keep doing that. So that's what can be a real pain in the life bucket. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you just get better at planning.
I think it's been more interesting for me to like try to explain to people in my like 9-to-5-ish job, like why I like, no, I have to leave work at this time. Why do you have to leave work at this time? Well, I have to record a podcast. No joke. Well, my boss listens to one of our podcasts now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Which one?
She loves it.
She listens to
the Westworld one. Oh, yeah, nice. She like really likes it a lot. Awesome. She's cool though, so it's okay.
I would have to agree with that. I do think that it is kind of cool. Like, I'll come in, sometimes I'll be late on Friday mornings, and some of my friends at work will be like, oh, you doing your podcast shit? I'm like, yes, I was. And so it's kind of weird to have to tell people that. But then also, like, I have people at work who will message me and say, like, oh, yeah, I really like that episode. Like, so it's weird to think that
one of your coworkers gave me a DS.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. That was great.
It's like someone on the net talked shit at me for asking a stupid question, and then I almost wanted to mail them a picture of me holding a free DS from the beautiful person who I won't put them on blast just in case they did it on the fly.
They are a very nice person though.
Yes, yes.
And I will say too that like the fact that we have Patreon and stuff makes all of that easier for us to do.
The fact that we have trywink.com/D&D, you know, it's the only thing that gets us through the day.
I mean, I do think, like, this is not a question that someone has asked directly here, I don't think, but, like, people do ask, like, well, how do you, like, make money? That's it. Like, I don't know how people do it outside of, like, Patreon. Patreon is so helpful for, like, being able to justify the amount of time that is spent doing these things and helping us make it better and, like, invest in it. Mm-hmm. But, man, like, I feel like Patreon is like the way to go for so many people that do artistic pursuits. Like, I just recommend it so much.
Yeah. All right. Because if this was a normal game of D&D, like, obviously, this would not be the same thing that it is.
No. Yes. No, for in like several ways.
Yeah. For sure. Does someone else want to read one of the starred emails here? We got some good ones. Nika, do you want to read Joshua Scouse? Because I feel like you're the only one that can do this justice.
Yeah. Let me get his open. Hey, oh shit, that was the wrong one.
Okay. Great start.
Hey, everybody. I have a few questions for the mailbag. Part 2 question for Michael. How far in the future have you planned the story for the campaign? I.e., have you already planned out major events for the next couple arcs or seasons, or are you taking it week by week?
When I had to make the Demonomicon, I planned out a bunch of stuff, which was fun. I definitely know how I want. I have a fair idea of like what the epic last battle would be.
Ooh.
Of like the entire
very,
show,
the very last one. Yeah.
Damn. Oh shit!
What is it?
I can't tell you.
No, don't
wait.
Don't
the very
say,
last one
say.
Before like we don't make this podcast anymore. Is that what you're saying?
But that won't ever happen. This can't ever stop, Michael.
Like it doesn't necessarily have to stop, but like okay. The you know,
like does this just mean maybe you stop DMing and someone else starts?
No, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands.
Okay. So you're never ending this. Okay. And then follow up question. Like, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. There's definitely a bunch of specific stuff that I have planned. Seeds that have been planted that will come to fruition.
I mean, we got to get the claim.
That's also scary.
The Jewel of the East.
Oh, yeah. Man,
we have the elves. Jewel of the East. We have that sickness going around.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
There's so much shit going down.
There's people who you think are gone who aren't.
What does it mean?
What does that mean?
Oh boy.
Okay,
it's
so
about Harper.
It's Kipper.
The second part of that question you actually already answered, which was, do you have a firm conclusion that you're working towards? Which is yes. For Tim / Michael, will we ever see a Drunks and Dragons and Norhal crossover episode?
Oh, what's Norhal?
Oh.
Michael, you said the word Norhal. It's canon. No, we will never have to do that.
Oh, okay. So this
I
is
feel
what
like it'd be
I
hilarious
like.
To.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, maybe one day. But for something fun, but
in the year 2020.
Yeah, it's like, could you imagine trying to schedule that? Like,
it sounds horrendous.
Would be, yeah, that's
who
like
gives it,
truly
like,
hell.
We can barely schedule Norhal, and we do
yeah,
it
I
once
know.
A month.
Yeah,
and in this month we had to. We're gonna end up doing it twice, and one person just won't be there. So it's
so sad. It's so sad. Yeah. So for Tim, Michael, also. After the events of the most recent Norhal adventure, would either of you like to comment on the existence of a secret reptilian shadow government pulling the strings of all major events in Drunk Rose? I could go into depth outside of this conversation if you need to for reference material.
I don't know why you would ask anything like that.
So. Tim, if you have to say that because of the reptilian shadow government, please blink twice.
He's not looking at all. It's terrifying. What does it mean?
I don't know what you're referring to. Doesn't look like anything to me.
Nice cross reference there. This is like a triple cross reference. I'm really. This is too much.
Okay. So there's two more questions to this. One for Jennifer and one for Bachman. For Jennifer, during the last mailbag episode, I believe you mentioned something along the lines of feeling that you were ready to move on from Aludra and play a new character. After the deaths of Tom and Harper, spoilers, and your time spent as Nyx, do you feel the same about this? Also, will we see Aludra officially put her adventuring days behind her, return to Deepholm, and take her place as Queen of the Dwarves?
Man. I think that being able to play Nyx for a while was like good for me to like kind of scratch that itch of playing a different character. I feel like at this point I would be at peace either way. I mean, I've been playing Aludra for a long time now. Like we've been doing this for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
4 years. Mm-hmm. 4 years of Aludra, which is crazy. And I think I explained this before, like on one hand, like I made Aludra when I had no idea what I was doing, like RP wise. So I feel like characters I've made since then have maybe been better, quote unquote, but I obviously am like extremely fond of Aludra, so I would be at peace either way. I'm not like super jonesing for her to die, but I would not be like a broken person if she did die.
Don't say that. Mike will take that.
I mean, I am. I know. I trust the storyline. I'd be okay.
I like that there's some sort of consistent thread.
Yeah, definitely.
It is kind of funny that, like, at the end of the story, it will be the story of Aludra's Wormsbane and how she did XYZ, and all of us will just be like
basically
guest characters,
NPCs. Yeah,
yeah.
To I mean, kind of.
Because eventually, it's going to be a point like we'll be, I think, justifiably metagaming to make sure that Aludra doesn't die. Like, yeah.
I think we may have talked about this before, but like once Aludra is gone, it's still like one group that's just like shuffled out members, and it kind of becomes a little bit like Saved by the Bell, the new class.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, it's still technically the same group, but it's not the same group.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
not
true.
A bad way. I mean, fuck like, it, it's fine.
Screech may show up, but it's not the same Screech, you know?
Oh my gosh, he's been replaced. He's a replica. Yeah. Watch out.
Yeah, he's a robot.
So, last question is for Bachman. Conspiracy time. When you first started playing Bear Charger, Bananas Foster, and Jet Razor, you made a few jokes on the show and on Twitter about there being a Trinity of Deaths planned. And then he said, in parentheses, I believe that when Jet died briefly, there was a from the poison dart, he even said something like, the Trinity has been completed. Yeah. Were or are there any larger plans associated to this, or was this just a joke that resulted from cruel back-to-back deaths of two, almost three characters?
Why don't you chill the fuck out and find out?
Whoa.
No, I don't know.
The time has not been completed yet.
Well, see, I feel like if I give an answer now, then later on, if an opportunity presents itself to make it seem like I had a plan all along, I'm going to want to be able to take advantage of that.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So, I may or may not have a plan. I probably don't. It's safe to assume I don't. But yeah, no, I just thought it was funny at the time. Because like everybody was going to think he died, so it, you know, I was just playing on that.
Yeah, and plus, you know, even though there was a 5-year gap, Tom had just died, so it was, you know.
There's a lot of deaths happening.
A lot of deaths happening.
For our good pal Boston.
I have a question to ask.
Okay.
What's up?
Sean Beck. Did we read this one? Sean Beck? And it says, What happens after y'all get to level 20 and end the podcast? Well, we're not going to end the podcast. What happens when we get to max level is that we run greater rifts to get gear and get all of our set bonuses, you know, and see just how high we can get. Will there be a new one in 12 years? And then yeah. Will we get new characters in a new campaign? You'll get old characters in... an old campaign. We're just going to start it from the beginning.
Jennifer, do you have any idea what he's referencing?
No, I'm just laughing because I don't know what's happening.
He did a very good job. And I'm laughing.
What we'll get is we'll get seasonal characters.
Yeah, you'll have to pay extra per character.
Is this a World of Warcraft?
No.
Is it?
Oh my god.
No, god.
You fucking nerd. No.
Is it an anime? No. Listen, I'm grasping at straws here.
It's Diablo.
A video game.
All the world is an anime, as a wise man once said.
I wish.
What would happen if we got to level 20, though?
I don't see... I feel like if you're going to put all that time and effort, like... lots and lots of years, and I mean, we haven't leveled up in 2 years, as you well know. I feel like if we get like you spent all that time getting to level 20, then it'd be kind of a shame if you're just like, "Well, we made
it. Let's quit."
So what would happen is our level 20 characters would then start playing a game of D&D with new characters. Yes.
And also, so what you can do is at level 20, then we start taking on gods and we start taking their portfolios of different people, and then we start like just taking over fucking lands.
Really get that shipping empire going.
Because that's the thing. Yeah. Once you reach level 20, you get level 20 shit. So you need to do some shit when you're level 20.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have at least one last adventure when you're level 20. Right?
I guess the question is once you fill your XP bar.
Yeah.
I feel like we go on a murder spree.
I used to harass Michael a lot more about leveling, and then I stopped because I don't ever want to reach level 20 because I don't want this end.
Yeah, I think we are one of the least loot and experience motivated D&D crews I've ever.
I don't ever think about it.
Like besides me constantly complaining about not getting. Magical rods and things like that. Yeah, we don't.
You just want tchotchkes.
I want tchotchkes. I want a million tchotchkes. That's what I want.
You want shiny toys.
Because let's just say I enjoy listening to Michael in the back of my head. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You dumb motherfucker. Check this out. I take the thing that makes a boat and blah, 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 blah. That's what
That's what makes me happy and hard. So, you know, maybe if we give us more tchotchkes, because you can only attune to, like, what, but three magic items?
Very easily
like
distracted. Just yeah, give us shiny things.
You can only attune three magic items, guys.
Honestly, not that I'd remember what I had anyway, but I would be happy when I got Jennifer, one.
Jennifer, name two of your items.
I don't really know.
Well, think about this. Think about this. Maybe we reach level 20 and then we prestige.
There you go.
We go back to level one. We get a nice, golden camo skin for our swords.
Yes.
Yeah. You gotta do that like video game leveling where you loop back and you start again. So then you get your XP real fast. So then we level up again.
Yeah.
So then we'll be like level 30. And we'll just be fucking.
I get this now because I play Fire Emblem.
Okay, there you go.
I gotta
be
honest.
I understand a video game reference.
I gotta be honest, Nika. I didn't hear most of what you said because I heard you say not video game, but video Gabe, and I was, and that's a full fledged character in my mind right now. And he is a character. It's me. It's video Gabe. I got Home Alone 2 on VHS. I'm video game.
I thought you meant Gabe from Half-Life. Gabe.
Half-Life. Steam.
Gabe. Oh, Steam. Gabe Newell.
Yeah.
Gobbin, as they say.
Oh yeah, Gabe. Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you know Gabe?
If I may, I have a pretty serious question,
Mr. Lanning.
We like to joke around, but you know we do get some serious questions sometimes. Hey, D&D crew, the Frito-Lay company decided to sponsor the D&D podcast with their own line of Lay chip flavors representing each D&D character. What flavors would you choose to best represent your character? R.I.P. Harper.
Wait,
what flavors
real?
Would Yes. What? No. What flavors would represent Roz, Bucky, and Daisy? Thanks, Alex Coos.
Like these are like made up flavors, like these new fucked up chips are doing these days.
Or can they be real?
Yeah. Well, they can be. Yes, to both because
to
everything is real.
Whatever you want it to.
Harper would be caliente muertos. It would be
Harper would be rot flavor because he's dead.
You say hot dead. Hot dead flavor. I mean, and your whole deal is very wrong. Your
Thank
subject
you.
Adjective agreement.
He would be a blue corn chip with a mole sauce with just a zest, a fucking paprika in a bag you couldn't ever open up.
What?
That sounds perfect, though, because everyone hates mole, but people love blue corn chips, which I feel like is really Harper in a nutshell.
I like blue mole.
You love
I like
him
mole.
And you hate
I guess
him.
This makes sense why I'm married to Tim, then. Because I love mole.
Oh, jeez.
Obviously, a looter is going to be a Dorito, burrito-flavored Dorito.
Well, yeah, you can't be Dorito for the Lay's company. I don't know if they're over the same. Are they InBev?
Well, I'm going to fucking do it.
Oh, shit.
It's gonna be they're being called burritos.
I think cooler the, burrito. The Lucan chip would just have big chunks of salt on it, like visible.
Like this
chunks
is
of salt.
Me to eat it.
They'll start throwing Lucan chips.
Like
on
you're
the
supposed to put this outside when it snows, not to eat it.
Yeah, I think Jet would be like a. It'd be like a can of Pringles, but like the Lay's like bullshit kind. But then you'd open it up, and it would just be goop inside.
Yeah.
Oh, gack.
but it's still flavored
yeah,
like
Nickelodeon
a chip though.
Branded gack.
Which you can eat.
Like you know how usually
kids
like
eat the gack.
Gooey things are like candy. They're like sweet, but these gooeys are not sweet.
Like a,
they're savory goo.
That makes it between like mashed potatoes and just the most sourest of key lime pies.
Oh. I wish you hadn't said that.
Why? What would Jayla be?
Yeah.
I mean, would it be racist to say that it's like blueberry?
Grape?
Is that a blueberry? That's the shit that the girl, she eats a bubblegum and she's a blueberry.
Oh, the Veruca Salt. What the fuck are those? Gobstopper? No, not Gobstopper.
No, that's different.
It
does...
was the eggs. It was the eggs that
the
she
golden
trying
egg?
To get. Yeah, the golden eggs,
Didn't
I think.
Wasn't some bubblegum that never...
It was a bubblegum. The different
never
flavors.
Ended.
And
oh, wait,
that's
no.
It was blueberry.
Yeah, that was
it's
not... Veruca Salt did not turn into... Oh, God. She did not turn into a blueberry. She got shoved down the hole with the nuts
yeah.
and the squirrels.
Yeah, she's right. a stinky rotten egg.
I don't know. I feel like...
Violet
Jayla...
Beauregard.
Yes, thank you.
Hers was violet? That's fucked up.
Thank you, Hugo.
Violet's turned to violet. That's what it is.
Yeah, sour grape would be good.
That's a
but also, I don't know. It's got to be a little sweet and a little salty.
So, like, sweet and sour sauce, maybe.
There you go. Yeah, McDonald's branded. Jennifer, what was the Trailer Park Boys flavor said?
I can't remember how to pronounce it. It's because, the all-dressed ones.
Yeah, it's all-dressed, but it's like in French.
All, yeah, I can't remember. It's very
good. Which was such a great subtle joke that we didn't get until a while.
Yeah, and then the second that I crossed the border into Canada is the first thing I bought those chips.
We're on a good roll. Let's get another one.
Yeah.
How about Minix? We touched on this briefly, but Tim, how do you feel about the dignified King Titus Harper's last words being, "I told you to eat my ass"?
Well, that just shows you, right, that you never know what your last words are, which is why whenever I get scared, I say, "Ooh, I've always been bad," because whatever your last words are tattooed upon your surviving wife or whatever.
What? What? I don't want that on me.
Ooh.
No.
Well, maybe it's a situation where the gang keeps it their little secret. A classic. Arrested Development moment. It's like, oh, what were his last words? I just blew myself. And oh, they were beautiful.
Oh, Roz's potato chip is poutine.
Oh, duh. Oh, Bucky. We didn't
wait, she's French Canadian?
Yes. I think so.
Of course. I thought she was just French. I don't know if
I don't know what Bucky's chip flavor would be.
What's like super edgelord flavored? Hot or
like,
topic.
Or also,
hot
topic like
flavored. Ghost pepper or something.
And sometimes teens eat like dumb weird shit. It'd be like Sprite in.
It's one of those fucking Mountain Dew flavored Doritos.
Mountain Dew flavored Dorito.
It would just be like a exactly normal chip flavored chip, but it would be all black for some reason.
Yeah. That's actually, yeah.
Like the Kuro burger, like the McDonald's burger in Japan that's all black.
Yeah. Shout out to Michael's video. Go watch it. Give me some tips.
I ate one of those. Kieran Bennett says,
"This is a great one.
Hi guys, love the show. Just thought I'd throw out a bunch of questions. Let's see what sticks. Hi Bachman.
Hi."
He says, "Michael, not Thrifty. Are there any storylines or plot threads that you had to abandon due to players not biting or because they deviated from your railroad tracks? I really wanted you guys to fight those mind flayers, but you just teleported away.
Hi, fuck off.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I can make Michael sad.
Yeah, good job. That would have been a cool fight, you piece of shit.
Mind flayers are like one of the coolest things in the world.
I know.
They're like,
that would have been great.
They're way more smarter than humans are. It's crazy.
After the time skip, there seemed to be a greater cohesiveness in terms of story. Was that a collaborative effort? Did you guys, we all talked about the stories before.
Yeah, we had like plans. We brainstorm sesh.
Yeah. And we all came up with it. So, like, you know, Jennifer came up with a lot of her stuff. Jayla came up with, everyone came up with their own stuff, which is cool.
I stole my stuff from an episode of Family Guy. You know the one.
Come on. The one with arms. The one with, exactly. I mean.
What episode are you proudest of? Iris, I like the the one that we did, the Camille ones. Those were neat. Just as something recent.
Oh, the ones without the rest of us.
The ones without you.
That's a Tim ass Tim answer. I guess my favorite was probably the ones where it was mostly just me talking. I mean, sure. Yeah, that I was proud of because it was different, and we brought on a great friend of the show. You know, some of us like her a lot, some of us love her a lot, you know. So it was a slight risk, and also it was like, what if people get pissed at the lack of jokes or whatever? And some people did, you know.
And some people really liked it.
Some people really, most liked it.
Most liked it,
most
yes.
liked it. Someone said it was jumping the shark. I hope you don't listen to our show anymore.
I think that episode that I'm proudest of was the like Jay Ludra reunion episode. I feel really happy with how that
really
one
good.
Went.
Yeah,
because I don't know. Like I know I've talked about this before, but when we just as a reminder, 4 years ago when we started this podcast, I was terrified to RP. So it's nice to feel the progression in my own self, mm-hmm. being able to RP, not just like goofy shit, but like real stuff. So I feel proud of myself for that.
Yeah.
Definitely the Jayla and Harper, because it wasn't something that we knew was going to happen, and it was organic. So sometimes the organic things are a little more special when you're like, you know what, we have quote unquote pathos here. We gave a shit about both ourselves and those around us, so we were just like keyed in on the same sort of path, and you know that's where a lot of the random fun can come from in this type of tabletop game, and why Dungeons and Dragons will continue to be more and more popular as people that aren't nerds get into it. Just that real fake human interaction.
I think right when we came back from the time skip, I think there was a lot of really, really good stuff right in a row there. And I like, I don't know, there's a lot of moments that jump out, like Tom jumping on the Kraken's face.
Oh my god, this is so fucking funny.
I don't know.
I feel like one of my favorite things to remember is Bear Charter's shiny rounds. Like that whole funny. Episode was so great.
That shit was great. That shit was great. I think that's probably one that I'm most proud of, because none of us knew, one, who Bachman was playing, two, how our new characters would interact, and that was the first time a big group of us got together. So it's like we could have fucked it up and fucked up the whole time change thing, and that was kind of scary. So like, while I don't think we did all that much other than just being our rad ass self, nice work everyone, I'm glad that it didn't go bad.
Yeah. I like Okay Bye was really good.
Oh my god,
too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Probably untouchable at this point.
Yeah. There's a lot of good ones.
I was a big fan. I don't remember what the episode was called. I remember that it was, we all split up in the bar in Carr, I believe, and we went through it multiple times from each person's perspective.
Yes.
And had to fucking remember the shit that happened off in the sidelines so that it could happen at the right times and everything.
That was like really old, right?
I was going to say, was that really the one old, where like Aludra went and did the arm wrestling?
Yeah.
And,
yes.
That was like Welcome to Maswick. That was like episode 13 or whatever.
Yeah, so early.
Yeah. Oh, was that it was... Maswick then? Okay.
Yeah, if it's the one you're referring to, the one where Tom went and met the Dark Blades, and then Junpei stole the dude's clothes and shit like that.
Mm.
I think that was I've every single mailbag this episode's probably come up. I think that was our first good episode. Yes. The first good moment was when Tom cut off the head of Focus. That's when the show clicked. But I think we all clicked that episode.
And the Harrison Ford slimes.
Sure.
That's really good.
That was great.
Oh,
the Thanksgiving
episode. Thanksgiving
episode. Behemoth. That is my favorite.
Fucking
favorite.
We peaked at like episode 4.
Yeah.
Oh.
All downhill.
The time, like when Bananas died, mostly because Thrifty and I tried to like plan a way for Bananas to die, and that just, but that shit just happened organically. Like those are all actual failed roles and shit. Just like, he just
sometimes
died
you're
being old.
Nice.
Nika, how did Thrifty approach you to be on the show?
Oh,
I don't know why
DM.
You assume it was me.
Wasn't it? All... I feel like it
well,
was.
Well, first we tried her out on the Welcome to Night Vale episode.
And it was.
And we thought it went really poorly.
So we tried to find some
other people. Oh, no one else was any good.
Yeah.
So then eventually we were like, I guess we could just use Nika.
Yes.
I was in. I remember this night. This is like one of my best nights of my life.
Let me interrupt you. I'm sorry. There's a couple things I know is going to happen over to a mailbag. We're going to talk about episode 13 or whatever it was. Welcome to Maswick. We're going to talk about Okay Bye now. And we will roast Nika for being a fan first. Go ahead.
So about 3 years ago, Halloween night, I'm dressed up as Cora in a karaoke tiki bar in Chicago. And I get a DM on Twitter from Michael that says, would you like to do a spot, like just a guest spot on Drunks and Dragons? And I said, oh my God, yes. I freaked out in the bar. I got really fucking drunk that night.
Oh my God.
And then the rest was history. And then I think about it sometimes and I wonder, because whenever I did play the episode with you guys, I was so fucking nervous. I had everything set up on my little desk, and I had, like, my character sheet was here, and I had my pencil next to it, and my dice was next to it, and I had my vodka, and I didn't want to drink too much because I didn't want to be sloppy drunk.
Yeah.
But then you guys asked me to be on, and I was like, why? But I was really excited. So then I just started drinking more and more because I kept getting really nervous. And then I did dumb things like wear headbands and shit like that.
No, that was the good shit.
Yeah. No, I will never, because I think that's one of the earliest times that some of this clicked was you freaking the fuck out. And I'm like, a girl is freaking out about hanging out with us. We fucking did it.
It was like so weird because a coworker had got me to listen to you guys and I started listening all the time. And then I was that creepy fan where I had dreams that we hung out in person. And like,
this was a mistake.
One of the dreams, you guys made Jello shots and like left them in my fridge. It's so weird because I remember all of this.
All right. I know but we're going to PAX.
This will still end with Nika wearing all of our skin.
Yeah. I look forward to it. I will.
I'm already slowly becoming Jennifer, so.
You gotta chop your hair off next.
Wait, I guess you'll kill me.
It's true. Yeah, well, you know, you're taking the thing I love the most, Tim.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Tim, you gotta go. Sorry.
But I don't even know how it happened. It was this weird sort of coincidence that I am forever grateful for. Yeah. So
how did we ask you? Do you remember, like, besides the guest one, the the legitimate thing? Michael, do you remember? Nika, do you remember?
I don't. I think it was just like it was like, before the live show.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, because we announced you at the live show.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think
we eventually were like, we just have to.
We gotta fucking get someone.
We gotta pick somebody.
Mm-hmm. And I still am like laughing because with the live show, I feel like when you like came out on stage as Jayla and you like kind of said something like kind of hitting on Aludra and like that thing started there too, like completely accident, like not at all planned. And I'm so glad that it went down that way.
Well, I couldn't ask for a better.
They're all just such good friends.
I'm getting a little flip-clipped. No, but I do feel like, I mean, regardless of what people think, like, this is the circle jerk time where, like, I really do love all you guys. Like, I consider you guys very close friends. Yeah. And I am so grateful to be able to come and play every 2 weeks with you and make the dumb art that we do. That,
and it is art. That makes people laugh. That.
It also is dumb.
Now, that being said, Nika, the trial period has reached its end. I think we're going to go in a different direction.
Don't do this. No, here's the thing. No, now you guys are just stuck with me because I'm not fucking going anywhere.
We've done it before, man.
You gotta kill me before you get rid of me.
There's lots more questions. Should I keep going? Should I keep going?
Why not?
Please.
Do you guys hang out outside the show? What do you do?
We play board games and get drunk.
Yeah, pretty much. We all talk to each other in GChat.
Get fucking high, drink a lot. Friggin' play video games. Yeah.
Go to each other's weddings.
I haven't done that one yet. One day.
Well, I did. I went to Bachman's.
Yeah.
So I wanted to.
Yeah, you did.
We just all live kind of far apart from each other, which is unfortunate.
But we do hang out as much as physically possible.
Yes.
Yeah, because Bachman's definitely coming to this PAX, right?
I don't know if I'm going to make it to PAX.
Come on.
Dogs, I got limited ass vacation time.
Understandable. But you got to come to our dope ass Airbnb that we should go to again.
If I had to pick one, I'd prefer to go hang out at Board Game House.
Board Game House is very good.
Thrifty, why did you skip number 6 in this email?
I'm jumping around. I also skipped the one where it says Tim's an excellent role player.
I understand that one.
I can see Tim like grinding his teeth when that skip happened.
Tim, you are an excellent role player and stay in character constantly. Do you have any kind of process or technique for staying in character?
You know, I just look myself in the mirror and I scream for two. No.
Bachman, how are you so funny?
You know, I think Tim's answer and my answer are probably very similar. The more money each of us get, the better we are at the things we do.
That's so true. That is so true. Patreon.com.
D&D/D&D podcast.
Jennifer, what's it like being married to Tim?
I feel like people like expect me to like make some joke like, oh, it's terrible. But Tim and I have like the best time together. And also, like, sometimes I get mad because like we think of really funny and weird shit and then it's just like gone. Like we don't like capture it always and it makes me upset.
Yeah, Jennifer and I have the best relationship.
Damn.
And we are the most interesting people in any room that we enter in together.
I didn't say all this.
Because of,
I feel like I've heard him say that before.
Because of our synergy.
It's scary.
But
and Tim's the only person who knows what a bad person I am.
That is true. She is a trash goblin. but I love her very much.
Oh, thank you.
But I just use her trashness to hold it over her head.
Every
now and again. But in a good way, in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah. Definitely.
Tim, what's it like being married to Michael?
Well, you know, you have your ups and downs, but as long as there's that core of trust, if you constantly roast them and whatever, then, you know, it works out for the best. And, you know, at the end of the day, whatever scrapes you may have, you got his back, you know what I'm saying?
You're such bros.
You're bros.
Your bro marriage.
Tim tells me to chill out a lot.
I am arguably, if you take our conversations together out of context and potentially in context, I'm not very nice to you. But that's
because you're such a dick.
That's because I need to lead you to the water of you need to chill out. But
I feel like that is also how you mark what a really, at least in my personal experience, that is how I know what a really good friend is. Like, I will be very nice to acquaintances, but if I start telling you to fuck off, it's because I consider you a very good friend of mine.
Yeah. So I like you enough to tell the truth.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like it's probably the same for you and Michael.
I hate him. is the point that the podcast is at what you expected or wanted when you first started? I don't think we had any expectations.
No. Zero, like nuns. Not and definitely not all of this.
I think we wanted to play D&D.
Yeah,
and have fun. Yeah, well, I don't know about what you got. I want to play.
Yeah,
D&D
Nika,
with
can
my
you
friends
this one out for a second? Actually,
yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
I think we wanted it to be like what half as popular as Cast of Thrones, and we wanted it to be a little more interesting than some. Not to talk any shit of the current Dungeons and Dragons podcast. Because you have to remember, when we started, there weren't tons. There are ones that are or were amazing and are amazing.
Well, we want to make more of a comedy one,
exactly.
Than a more traditionally sincere. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because like we all
not like better, just different.
Right, because most of us listen to Critical Hit. It's like, oh, this is amazing, and we stole a lot of our like, oh, this is how you can do it. But we wanted to do it a little more zanier, so to speak.
I can drop a truth bomb on you guys.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I just wanted to be on a podcast I didn't have to edit.
It's a pretty sweet deal, because editing is hell.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope, because I didn't know any of you fuckers.
I still haven't released that one episode that I was trying to edit like a month ago. It's
for Cast of Thrones.
Who knows what will happen.
I mean, it might come out.
Would you all like to say something you're looking forward to other than GeeklyCon?
PAX.
PAX.
The next Yuri on Ice episode.
Oh, yeah.
I just get the most excited about times whenever I can spend with you guys. So whether it is recording next or seeing you in person next, like I have already messaged Tim about things we should do at next PAX. Now, granted, mm-hmm. that was just play Overwatch, but still.
Mm-hmm. What you're going to do.
PAX was extremely fun this year.
We do have a little more fun at PAX and GeeklyCon because we don't have to be quote unquote
on. We don't
have
to work that much.
And GeeklyCon's stressful. But PAX, we can just be pieces of shit and run around and
eat frozen burritos at 1 a.m. Yeah. Invite all our friends to our
Airbnb.
God.
Oh yeah. My God, yes.
We need to get invited to more weird Korean MMO parties.
Oh my God, that was so
fucking good.
I need to get my contacts in order. Yeah, I get that blue drink, man.
Oh man, did you guys go to the like the World of Tanks party, which was like, it was like, I forget when it was. It was like 2012 or 2013, no,
I
mean, like one of those.
I think I kind of remember that because that was early day Team JPEG, Team Joy, whatever. And I think me and Michael, I think it's the same year, me and Michael split off and we went to the Witcher 2 party.
Oh, that was a mistake.
It was not a mistake.
Oh, no, it was not a mistake. The Witcher 2 party was Special.
Special. That's where we met Greg Kasavin from Supergiant. I always get the name confused. Made Bastion and so forth. And Felicia Day, is that her name?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
That's where we pretended we didn't know Felicia Day until she introduced herself to us.
Felicia Day, that was great.
That was my favorite story in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
good times. Good times. There's someone in your house.
Mama's kitty cat.
Oh, she's on the stairs again. Looks like Camille.
I'm looking forward to getting married.
Oh, lame ass. God. Friggin'.
It's gonna be so.
Are you allowed to marry a Canadian? Yeah, you better do that before January.
Yeah, you gotta do it before January.
Because they're building a wall.
You never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, you're not gonna be allowed to leave.
I guess I'm also excited about this country burning down.
I'm excited.
I live in Boston, so I'll be fine no matter what.
I'm excited for all of our electronics being incredibly hacked by Russians. So.
Yeah. I need you to stop this.
Yeah, we're too prophetic. We need to stop.
That is true.
Yeah, sorry, we should never be allowed to predict the future again.
God damn it. So. I was happy, and now I'm going to reset my mind and just think about new Yuri on Ice episodes again. It's literally the only good thing. That and JoJo, the only good things.
I'm looking forward to Carrie's birthday getting here, so I don't have to keep pretending that I don't own an Alexa. I love you. Alexa, I love you.
Thanks.
Okay.
It's good to be appreciated.
Oh, fuck you too, then, I guess. Jesus.
Is Alexa her gift? And
In a way, in a manner of speaking. I got her that, and I got her a vacuum cleaner and some, like, dish detergent. No,
fuck.
No. Like, I've been, I constantly leave, like, all lights on.
Uh-huh.
And she wants me to fix that, so I'm gonna fix it so that they can just turn off. But she also got, like, another thing, like, a normal, like, gift-sized thing. Like, this isn't just fucking...
I can't stand watching your cat. It's too cute. I'm going to die.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this cat being a little older and not being such a fucking shitbox. Oh, my God.
There's a cat on the screen.
It's very cute.
It's too cute.
The Ben Cook in the chat room says, how amazing is the community? Now is the part where you talk about how great we are. Ben Cook specifically is amazing.
Yeah, Ben Cook specifically is amazing. Yeah.
I never forget the karaoke.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He's a freaking machine.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, you
fucked
up,
man. He's great at Fitbit challenges also.
Yes,
and he's also just, he is a good dude. If you've ever been on his Facebook feed, he has some solid fucking comment
threads that
keep going. I feel like I say this all the time, but literally the Geekly community is the best community that I have ever encountered. Like, you guys have gotten me through a lot of shit. Personally, yeah. And just like through making friends and everything, I'm a fucking awkward person, and you guys sure. Don't make me feel like that. And so,
oh,
I
the
love
cat
you
just
all
farted
it.
In my face.
I would also say that, like, I'm constantly pleasantly surprised that every time I meet, like, someone through Geekly, like, you guys are, like, normal and nice. Like, what the fuck? You're also normal and nice. Good job,
except
man.
For three of you. Except for three of you. You know who you are.
Yeah.
let's single some more people out. Fuck it. Like, who else is great?
Who's good? Everyone that draws this fan art, I love you all.
Okay, I can't. I'm really bad.
There's too many people.
Yeah.
I will say that that's the one place where I literally feel lucky. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't seem like it should be the way it is, that it's so, the people are so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't do anything. All we did was, hey, let's not be shitbags. Let's not tolerate shitbags. And let's say that gay people exist and that girls play video games. All right, let's go.
I mean, how many, like, marriages have happened out of Geekly? Because
69, 420, we don't know.
Quite a few.
I can think of, let's see,
three off the top of my head.
Four,
trying.
Five. At least five.
Fuck.
Maybe not marriages, but relationships. Six.
And then if you count it in the eyes of the Lord, 28.
Yeah.
My wife and I were not dating when this podcast started.
That's right. I take a lot
stuff,
of credit for this.
She cleaned my car and I said, I'm locking you down.
I remember that. That was hilarious.
Good shit. I mean, there's even a baby now.
Yeah.
Friend of Nirvana. Yeah. I mean, it's not like directly because of Geekly, but you know.
No,
yeah.
I feel like it is though. Like they probably be fucking it.
That's our baby.
Geekly Con.
That is our baby.
You know, we do. Give us there's still baby Eludra out there.
There is a baby Eludra.
Yeah. 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 Like, we need to
check in on baby.
What if they're like, fuck this podcast? Yeah. Your name's Allie.
If your daughter is named Eludra, then you know, just drop a line. Tell us how's she doing. Is she in school yet?
Also, if you made that dope ass Eludra fan art where she's like on top of ice, he only made one fan art and it was like one of the best we've ever received, and I was how are you doing?
I hope you're doing good.
I hope you're doing good. I'm sorry that we made you not like us.
Or they just got distracted.
That's true. Yeah, we could spend all day doing this, but that we are rapidly we're going long as it is, so
And that seems like a good high point.
I agree.
Now
that we've like gushed about how much we love everybody,
are better than us in many ways.
And to those of you who aren't as active, we are working on a introduction to the community thing, because sometimes people will ask us like, "How do I get involved?" I'm like, I don't really know.
I don't know. You just gotta throw yourself in there,
right? Because you know, we do not have to do any work to get involved with the community. Others do. That being said, my understanding is it's not very hard to do because they are the best.
Right.
You just gotta start tweeting. Honestly, like Twitter is like the hot spot for all that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you need to be connected with somebody, like the forums and Reddit are obviously a good place, but you can send one of us, or at least me, but I'm assuming everybody else, you can send us a fucking tweet and we'll tell you who to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah, man, like tell us your interest. Like, I'm into anime. Like, come talk to me.
Like, yeah, I mean, the easy ones are like, hey, I play Overwatch on PlayStation 4. Would it be weird if I added you? Like, no.
No, please come message me. And I might play with you. I might ignore you because I'm playing AI at the time. But, like, I would love to play with everyone.
Or, like, I know a lot of people have started playing on World of Warcraft, Mugful Horde. Like, hey, man, do you still play Warcraft? Like, yeah, we do. We play all the time. And it's so fun. Those are, like, very specific ways. But there's a million other ways, too. Right. So.
And the community is great. It's still pretty small considering how many people, you know, download our podcast every week. So there's plenty of you out there who are lurking.
Yeah.
Come be friends.
Also, if you lurk, though, like, if you are more comfortable lurking, we still love you for it.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
So true.
But you're welcome if you want to be welcome.
You know what? We take all types.
Yeah.
And come hang out with us at GeeklyCon.
Oh, yeah. Get on Discord. There's always people on fucking Discord playing WoW and shit. I don't know.
GeeklyCon really is the point where you will make friends for life. Like, that's where you'll become best friends with people.
Yeah. But don't feel like you can't be part of the community if you can't make it. Like,
right, totally. Right. There's many ways.
No, you can't, though. You have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, that is a good point. We should have said that earlier.
Our entire community has been instructed not to make friends with you if you don't have a verified code.
For sure.
That they check against their database.
We got to see that friend code.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, everybody, for indulging us. We're not going to be here next week, but we'll be back the week after that.
It's Dreadwing Behemoth Day.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Tell your weird families or good families about board games and have something fun. If you're sad that there's not a new episode, start at the beginning. Go ahead.
Yeah, just do it again.
Just do it again. Just do it again.
We'll be back with maybe a new character even. Who knows?
Please let me come back.
I'll think about it.
You can have Jet.
Just swap characters?
Yeah. I still think, like, I've always thought that would be a lot of fun to, like, do an episode where we all just, like, fucking draw characters out of a hat and you have to play somebody else.
You gotta do, like a body swap ep
or something. Like, yep. Our consciousness get
transferred. That would actually be really funny.
Michael, feel free to take that.
I'm gonna take that, you guys.
Sure.
Next time. All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, probably not, because it was a mailbag, but feel free to check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Brute Force, Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Hosts Westworld,
Transformation Sequence podcast and your wizardary. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can read the always updating content and check out some fan art by the talented community artist. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and buy some merchandise for your next adventuring quest. When you're trying to figure out, well, make sure to head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Want to do another listen through? Check out D&D Podcast Abridged episodes available for download now. All the fun in a tenth of the time. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/DnDpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. GeeklyCon 2017 tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held in St. Louis, and you can get your ticket as well as your hotel room online. Information is available on the forums for ride and room shares, so grab your ticket and get ready for the fun. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. We will see you in a couple weeks. Until then, it's been dicey. Tom, then everyone disliked Harper.
is it
going to keep going and then like everyone's just going to like fucking despise Blarper or whatever your next character's going to be?
Please play FaZe.
Harper kind of had like a he got kind of a shitty deal. I mean, when you really think of it, yeah, like all things
like
considered,
all
those last few episodes are not good for him.
never really got a resolution to his story. No real redemption. Just kind of like,
oh, we didn't even really. Well, okay,
he just
kind
of dies.
He dies before the end of his arc. He dies 4 minutes before the sweep under the rug of Longcrier is handled.
I don't want to. I'm sad again now.
And I got so many messages that I was like, it. I just started liking him. And I'm like, oh, I'll take that for whatever that is.
I honestly thought we were going to get a lot more of finally Harper's dead messages than we did. But I mean, just personally,
I
love Harper
so good.
Can we do more mailbag episodes? I feel like they're super fun.
Yeah, but only when a character dies.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.